AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A man faces attempted homicide and other charges after an attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says officers were called to the Pelosi home early this morning for a welfare check, and they found Paul Pelosi and another man both holding a hammer.
The suspect pulled the hammer away from Ms. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it.
Sources say the 82-year-old Pelosi suffered blunt force injuries and was hospitalized. Scott says David DePepe was taken into custody, and while his motive is unclear, a source says the intruder had broken into the home looking for Nancy Pelosi, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" A chilling echo of the Capitol insurrection.
Nancy!
Where rioters roamed the hall searching for the Democratic leader. She was here in Washington this morning and not in the home during the attack. Sagar Magani, Washington.
His representative says Jerry Lee Lewis has died.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Lewis was the last survivor of a generation of groundbreaking performers that included Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry. The news of his death came 2 days after publication of an erroneous TMZ report of his death, later retracted. Jerry Lee Lewis was 87. Elon Musk says now that he has bought Twitter, there will be a review of banned accounts to find out if they are worthy of reinstatement on Twitter. The deaths of 8 family members, including 6 children, found in a burning Oklahoma home, are being investigated as a murder-suicide. Police are trying to determine whether both adults were involved in the killings. A key gauge of inflation remains high. Consumer prices rose 6.2% in September. It hasn't had much of an impact on Wall Street. The indexes are posting solid gains. This is AP News. A district-by-district analysis shared with the AP shows students lost, on average, half a year in math learning and more than a quarter of a year in reading during the pandemic.
Learning losses were greater in districts that remained online longer, but test scores retreated even in places that quickly returned to in-person school. Hopewell, Virginia is a small school system, 60% Black, with mostly low-income families that hunkered down during the pandemic. Test scores show students lost an average of 2 1/3 years of progress in math. In Rochester, New Hampshire, a mostly white school district with about half of the families living in poverty, school ended a month early in 2020, but offered in-person learning for most of the 2021 school year. Students there lost nearly 2 years in reading. Superintendent Kyle Rapusi says students went through things they should never have been exposed to, including death, severe illness, and working to help feed their families. I'm Jennifer King.
It's game one of the World Series in Houston tonight between the Astros and Philadelphia Phillies. Ed Donahue, AP News.